This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're here every week, and we look forward to talking to you about different subjects that we think are interesting and important and educational, and especially relating to us and our lives here in Western New York, and anything that we think is locally interesting or current. We always want to see if we can bring you up on what's going on here in the community. And one of our favorite subjects, of course, and as is everybody's, is the economy. We're watching the renaissance, quote-unquote renaissance, with great glee that's been happening in the last couple of years here in Western New York. And much of it has to do with the influx of new businesses or the expansion of businesses, because the more business that we have, the more the economy booms, the more jobs that there are, and one thing leads to another. And as we know, it's what do you call that effect, where the tumbling down effect, you know, where one thing leads to another. And I was recently reading, and I actually always look at the business section of the news and what's going on in the business, but not too long ago, I saw the story about a company named Aileron, and about the mark that the company was making here in Western New York and the difference it was making in as far as staffing and as far as having their headquarters locally. And most importantly, that all of this was due to the CEO who had local roots. And as soon as I read anything or hear anything about somebody that had gone to school here, grew up here, was born here, any roots, any connections to Western New York, and then comes back or stays here and works and makes a great business for the community, I get really excited. I think this is a person we have to talk to, we have to meet, we have to learn more about. Because, like I said, the purpose of our program is to talk and let you know about what's going on here in Western New York. So I did contact our guest, and I was fortunate enough that with his busy schedule, not being in Western New York all the time for his business, he made an appointment to come here, and here he is in his studios in Buffalo, in Western New York, talking to us, and his name is Scott Stenelek. Stenelek, right? I got Stenelek. It right? Yeah, I'm saying, you know, really carefully. And Scott is the CEO of Aileron, as I just said, whose company's new headquarters are right here on 500 Pearl Street, not far from our studio. Thank you for coming.
Pleasure to be here.
It's nice. It's so good of you. I did say about your traveling, and you know, it was kind of hard for us to get together, but with the holidays and all. However, the main point of the story, when I'm burying the lead, is that your offices are here in Western New York, but that you have offices here, but that you and the company have branches or offices or actually business globally, right?
Correct. We have 25 operating companies in 12 countries. We are a global organization headquartered in Buffalo. The business was founded in 1957 by my father and my mother. And I get to say that I have had the best interest of this company in my blood since birth, because it's the same year I was born. And it's a particularly poignant time for my family, because my father passed away just a few months ago. So it's been a little bit of a tough holiday period, but I'm very proud, as is my sister and my brother, to continue the legacy of our organization that our parents founded.
Well, we're really sorry about your loss, but we are very happy that you continued the business here in Western New York. As I said at the top of the program, that's really important to us. So could you start by telling us a little bit about you, your dad, and you and your roots here in Western New York?
Sure. Born and raised here. Went away to school at University of Pennsylvania, and took a job with Ernst & Young upon graduating from the Wharton School of Business at Penn. And I worked for Ernst & Young in Manhattan for 4 years and in San Francisco for 3 years. I received my degree in economics with a concentration in accounting. From Penn, I was a CPA with a primary focus in tax consulting at Ernst & Young. And while working for Ernst & Young in San Francisco, my father, who founded our business, reached out to me and asked if I would consider joining the family business. I had been working for 7 years for Ernst & Young. I was a senior manager at the time. I think I was, 28 years old. I didn't know what I wanted to do at that point. I viewed it as a fairly low-risk alternative, and my father was rather persistent. So after a considerable period of time, I agreed to leave my employment with Ernst & Young and join Aileron. At that time, the company was called Superior Group, to join the organization in our Los Angeles office on one condition. And that condition to my father was, please stop talking about it. I'm coming. I'll be there.
Leave me alone.
And I never looked back, truthfully. It was the best decision I made from a career perspective.
Oh, I suppose a logical question that people are saying, unless they know the answer because of their what business they're in, what does Aileron mean and what does it do?
So Aileron is a derivative of the word aileron, which is a component in an airplane that provides stability and balance. And we wanted to provide just that to our customer base, stability and balance. The organization in the last 2 years has gone through a rather comprehensive rebranding effort. We felt that we needed to change our brand for two reasons. Primarily, we felt that now that we are much more of a global company, we had to have a brand and brand recognition that resonated beyond the United States. And secondly, we felt strongly that we needed to rebrand to attract the next generation of leadership to our organization as we the company matures and as does the current executive team matures.
All right. Well, I still don't know what Aileron does, for
sure.
What they do as a company.
So we are in three general areas of business. We provide anything to do with talent acquisition from a recruitment standpoint. So we provide contingent staffing. We provide direct placement. We provide retained executive search. In addition, we manage supply chains for organizations, labor supply chains, and other indirect supply chains. And thirdly, we provide a variety of outsourcing services. So we have separate brands for those three lines of business. From a 10,000-foot level, we view ourselves as a resource provider. We want to provide the appropriate resources to companies so that they can meet their objectives. And what we want to have are the appropriate delivery channels to be able to meet the needs of our customers.
In case you just tuned in, you are listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And now I am talking On Target today with Scott Stenklick. And he is the CEO of Aileron, which is a global company that does have its headquarters and its roots here in Western New York. Got that right?
Correct.
Did I say it correctly? Okay. So as far as Let me just start, because we're saying we're so obsessed with the idea of what happens here in Western New York. What does happen here locally?
So we have our global headquarters here. Our headquarters until recently was located in Williamsville on International Drive. That is a building that we own that we outgrew, and we had to make a decision about what to do about the fact we had no more space. So it provided us an opportunity to think about where we'd want to be located. We felt that because of our strong commitment to the region and the resurgence of the area, particularly downtown, that's where we wanted to be. We were fortunate enough to be the initial tenant of the new building at 500 Pearl Street, which is an Ellicott development property. And we moved into the eighth floor of that building in the summer time frame, between July, right around end of July, beginning of August.
That's the building that has the hotel and the...
Yes.
Right.
It is. It's a multi-use building. There is a loft hotel in the building. There's office space, and there are also residences in the building. And there are a lot of entertainment venues in the building as well. And it's really exceeded our expectations in terms of being a vibrant place to be located. Our employees are very, very excited about being there. There was some change management we had to go through for individuals who had second thoughts about working downtown because they did not spend time in the city all that much. I am happy to say that those individuals are probably the biggest advocates of us being in the city because they have rediscovered Buffalo as a city to have fun in and to spend time in.
I love the idea of that being downtown and being part of the revitalization downtown company, because just like you said, people are having the wrong idea in many ways about the safety of the city, about the activity, about the young people. They're not aware of all that's going on until they actually come here, until they actually go there.
I think that's a fair statement. I would be remiss if I didn't admit that I also live downtown. So I'm an individual that has the good fortune to be able to walk to work on days that I don't need my car. My wife and I moved into the city from East Amherst approximately 10 years ago. I wouldn't say that we were pioneers at the time, but we were early adopters.
Yeah.
And we look and reflect on the change in the city in that time frame since when we first moved downtown, and it's not even the same place. It's amazing the opportunities available to us in terms of dining, in terms of theater, in terms of activities. And we wanted to continue that trend by bringing our workplace to the downtown core of Buffalo.
Now, as part of that, are you involved in getting other companies or workers to relocate here in West New York?
So we have a global client base, and we work with most major employers in Buffalo, Niagara. We many times do recruit from outside of the area. We try to tap into the Buffalo expat network as much as possible. Individuals who have left the region for whatever reason have acquired valuable skills and have an interest in coming home. We try to tap into that pool wherever we have that chance. We also work with organizations like Invest Buffalo Niagara, whose primary mission is to attract business to the region. And we feel that we do a very effective job in helping them sell the value of locating facilities in Western New York. We're very grateful for the partnership that we have with Tom Kucharski and his team at Invest Buffalo Niagara.
They're doing, a wonderful job, and Tom has been a guest on Target a few times, keeping
yes.
us up current and keeping us up to date on what new companies are coming and what new businesses are coming and what they're working on, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so a lot of times what Tom and staff will do, they'll ask us to come in and to help companies understand what the current labor market conditions are, what they could reasonably expect from a recruitment standpoint in terms of finding the talent they need to grow their business here. We have a contract is a good example. We won a major contract with a company based out of state. They are in the process of opening a facility in Western New York. And it was fun because Tom had come to an open house we had when we just moved into our space. And he mentioned to me this company and said, I got to get you introduced to them. And I listened to him. I said, Tom, you don't have to worry about it. We already have a national agreement with them. So we're helping them ramp that facility, which will be opened in the second quarter of this year in Amherst.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I need to know you're going to use an example, but is there an example of companies that you work with that you can give us? I mean, if they're working with you already, so we have some idea of what kinds of businesses you're working with?
So I would say that we work with most major employers in Western New York across a spectrum of industries, companies both large and small. I'd like to focus a little bit about what we're doing on in the area of the startup scene, the startup ecosystem in Buffalo. 43 North is an organization that runs a business plan competition to attract entrepreneurs to locate their business in our region in the hopes of allowing them a place to grow and thrive and stay. We have a strong partnership with 43 North, and in response to the need of startup companies that need talent, we formed a company a few years back called Viaduct. Viaduct is a company that enables startups to find the talent they need to execute on their mission. And my motivation for starting the company a few years back was primarily altruistic. I wanted to give back to the community in which I grew up in and which our company continues to thrive, and felt that if we could provide a means and a resource available to startups to find critical talent they need to execute and succeed, we were doing our part to grow this economy and assist in its transformation from an industrial-based economy to a knowledge-based economy. The nice surprise was that didn't really realize that this would be such a viable business model. And we're now expanding the service well beyond Western New York to other startup ecosystems in Ontario and other states in the Northeast. So it's been a particularly rewarding experience to work with some of the 43 North companies as they locate their business here as part of the conditions of award as being a winner in the competition.
We always hear, we hear and read a lot about what a difference the competition and the businesses are making here in Western New York. The other, in case you just tuned in, by the way, again, you are listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And we are talking about a company that is making a difference here in Western New York, and it is called Aileron, which... Scott did explain, but where that comes from. So maybe our listeners are more familiar than I am when you said it was a part of the name.
Yeah, so the name derives from a component in an airplane that provides stability and balance, the same things we strive to provide to our customer base. One of the things that we're also excited about is the fact now that we're downtown, we were able to also have our company's name on top of the building.
It is, I know.
It's hard to miss. I'm not going to lie.
Right, you can't really miss it. No. And when I said 500 Pearl, and when you were describing the building, I was going to say, oh, everyone kind of knows. Especially if you go on the onto 33, right. You know, you go past Shepherd.
Right.
So the CEO, Scott Stenclick, is here, and that's who we are talking to now. And you just mentioned the workforce. What about the workforce in Western New York? Are there some areas where we're falling short? Are there some areas where there needs improvement? Or are you meeting the needs? Can we meet the needs of other companies?
Well, this is a very strong labor market, as are most labor markets in the United States. And we have our same challenges in making sure that we have the adequate supply to meet the needs of our customers. I think that one of the things that's very important to take note of as we talk about what's going on is one of the big hiring initiatives that's in process is for M&T Bank. M&T Bank is in the process of setting up a tech hub and a learning academy at the Seneca One Tower. And I think the needs of that initiative are having an impact in the local workforce. And we're trying our best to assist companies in attracting the technical talent they need to succeed. There's very high demand for software developers, full-stack developers, and other technical specialists for companies in this region. And we are not just competing with within this region, we're competing with other regions for the same talent. And one of the things that we try to bring to our customer base here is that we have operations in 30 cities throughout the United States. So we have access to most labor markets, major labor markets in the United States. So we can draw from those markets to bring people here.
Talking about that, we're always comparing other states, particularly, and countries. Do the taxes or the tax issues in New York State affect your ability to get people, hire people, get companies, that kind of thing?
Well, I don't think there's any question that compared to other states, New York is a relatively high cost state for a lot of reasons, taxes being one of the primary reasons. There are programs like Startup New York, however, that make it appealing for individuals to work for companies that qualify, or work for companies that qualify for the tax benefits afforded to Startup New York companies. There are other mitigating cost factors that are in our favor, relatively low cost of living here otherwise. The ability to afford a nice home in which to raise your family is a factor that's increasingly important to younger generations as they're getting ready to start a family. And that is one of the selling points we've been able to successfully convey. It's interesting, a few years back, maybe 5 years back, was a lot harder to recruit people to come to work in Buffalo. It's changed, and there's a couple of reasons why. We're a better economy, we're a better labor market, and we have a better story about us as a community. I think there's been a lot of favorable press about our region in Toronto papers, New York papers, even a London paper, I think last year referred to Buffalo as the hottest city in the U.S. right now, in the summertime at least. So that favorable press is getting the word out about us and the great things that are happening here. And we use that information as part of our effort to attract and bring qualified and necessary talent to the region.
What about globally? What is our, because you have, I don't know, when you say globally, I'll find out from you, like, what countries you're dealing with. What about the problem? Is it a problem, like, labor-wise or business-wise, competing with, I'm just going to guess, China? I mean, I don't know.
Well, China it's not a market economy, so there are a whole different level of dynamics that apply there. But from a global perspective, I think that's most pressing, not just to this region, but to the United States in general, is our current immigration policy. There's been a fundamental shift in our immigration policy. It is much more restrictive, and it is more challenging to attract qualified talent to the United States to work. And that doesn't help the growth of our economy, in my opinion. And I think it benefits other countries in terms of attracting the same talent. And I will say that our neighbors to the north, Canada, is doing an outstanding job of attracting very valuable technical talent that otherwise would come to the United States if the opportunities were available. The economic opportunities are available here. The legal opportunities to gain the right to work in the United States has become the challenge. And it's one that we must address as a country, I believe. I feel very strongly about that. There's a competition. It's called the war for talent. And it's the war for talent's a global war. And it's one that we need to win if we're going to be the leading economy of the world as we have been in the past.
And a lot of the talent that you're talking about is from countries that were having difficulty getting into accepted through immigration.
I'm not an immigration law expert by any means. I don't profess to be. But it's very difficult to get a work visa, much harder than it used to be. And I'm not sure that that is the best thing that we should be doing to sustain the growth of our economy.
Now, in terms of expats, which is one of our favorite subjects, it's amazing to me that no matter where people are in the country, and no, probably in the world, if they are from Buffalo, they always will continue to be talk about it, be proud of it, keep their contacts, and want to come back if they can for, you know, employment.
Absolutely true. I think one of the assets of the region that we have is a very loyal expat community. And those in our community, they can find creative and collaborative ways to leverage that, especially when there's a demand for skilled workers and a growing demand for skilled workers in our region. I think those individuals and organizations that figure that out are going to lead and be winners. And we're working very hard and trying to be one of those companies that is appropriately networked into the very, very broad expat community that Buffalo has. You know, there's a common saying that in Buffalo there aren't 6 degrees of separation, there are really only two. But when you think about it, at least my own personal experience has been that even outside of the region, the number of expats that I come across and they interface with on a regular basis, it's almost uncanny. Some of the connections that you find globally, they have with individuals that have Buffalo roots, it's great fun. And we actually take the opportunity of leveraging the expat community of Buffalo very seriously in some of our recruiting strategies. We find ways to creatively infiltrate those communities so that they understand and hear the news about what's going on here and what opportunities are here. And that includes joining networking groups. It includes going to Bill's Backers clubs, going to Bills bars throughout the United States. You'd be amazed the conversations you can have over the Buffalo Bills.
No, I wouldn't.
Especially this week.
No, I wouldn't be amazed because I don't know how many people have said to me, you know, I'm in North Carolina at a Bill, watching the Bills game at a Bills bar, or I'm at, and I mean, you could name every state. Washington, D.C., of course, is famous for it. But every state, I would be like, I can't imagine that there would be Bills fans club in Missouri or something, but there is.
So I'll share with you a story that happened to me recently. It's a very personal story. I was in London with my son, and we both went to our first English Premier League soccer game in London. And that was on a Saturday a few weeks back. And the next day, we were still in London and the Bills were playing. And we could not find a bar in the part of London that we were in, nor could we find the game on television. So we were out to dinner on a Sunday night, 5 hours ahead of East Coast time, sitting in an Italian restaurant, following the game on our cell phones, only to find out that the people next to us at the restaurant were doing the same thing.
That
in London, what are the chances?
Okay, well, that is a good Bill story. I bet you, like our listeners, it's not a call-in program, but if you're listening, I bet in their minds they have a story too. Also, just about meeting people from Buffalo, I mean, or from Western New York, any place you are in the world, somehow it always can turn out that there is somebody that you can, you know, meet if you wear like a Bills t-shirt or Buffalo. I bought everybody in my family like long sleeve t-shirts with Buffaloes on them. And we were just away for the holiday, and between the four of us, everybody met somebody that came over and said, oh, are you? I'm from East Aurora, I'm from, you know, wherever it might be.
I have no doubt about that.
Very, very strong feelings. You know, it's not just, I know technical ability and internet ability or that kind of thing is most needed and wanted as far as jobs go, as far as employment. But there's others too. I mean, besides that, right?
There is absolutely.
I was thinking, I don't know what you'd call it, but there's people that are good in art or in public relations or you know, other fields.
Yes, yeah, so one of the challenges for many communities, and Buffalo is no exception, is in the area of skilled trades. There are a lot of people who are currently retiring, baby boomers who are retiring, that have really valuable manufacturing skills. And many communities, and Buffalo is no exception, has fallen behind the times in terms of continuing to grow an adequate supply of skilled tradespeople. And I think that's something that a lot of the community colleges are working very closely on now, and major employers, manufacturing employers, are also working on to make sure that we continue to meet the skilled trades needs of our manufacturing industry. And Buffalo still has a pretty strong manufacturing base and certainly a very strong manufacturing heritage. And we as a community, more than many others, should have an adequate supply of skilled tradespeople.
I'm glad we mentioned that.
Yes.
So thank you so much for joining us. In case you don't remember, we've been talking to Scott Stenslick, who is the CEO of Aileron here in Western New York, about the economy and about the business and the business community and the everything that's going on to do with employment. We really appreciate your staying here and expanding here and being so loyal. Scott, thank you so much. And thanks for listening. We hope you'll join us again next week. Same time, same station. Have a really good week. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.